Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back. One of their great songs. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website's your smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Juliet Huck is our guest. She's a new friend. She's the author of the outstanding new book, The Equation of Persuasion. Her website is jhuck.com. Is that right?
jhuck.com.
They can find your book there too, can't they?
They can find my book there, and they can also find it on persuadeandachieve.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Very important book. Juliet, you also have do a lot with, and you mentioned this a little bit in the previous segment, you talked about visuals.
Yeah.
Now, when you say visuals, you use that several times in the previous segment, and I want to take this segment to talk about that. What do you mean when you say visuals?
Well, I've watched over the years. I mean, my background was advertising and graphic design, and I watched over the years how the explosion of infographics had started to become in our lives with from newspapers to internet.
Right.
And I found the one thing that was interesting about it is go back to the root word. It's informing you, info. And I thought, that's a very interesting way to look at it, but yet I need something that's going to direct them to my answer, right? So I really started working on a process over the years, which I call persuasive information design, because I have a methodology that persuades people through visual interpretation. And again, it's part of that balance I talk about with the decision maker, you as the presenter, your story, and your visuals, because the retention levels just go up so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
When we get, and we're such a visual society with the internet, and especially your book talking about the age of the customer, right?
Right, right. When I look at YouTube, look how YouTube has taken off.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's just...
you get the feeling people are watching YouTube instead of reading books these days.
Oh, yeah. I taught a class the other day at Loyola Law School. Not one of them had a magazine subscription.
Wow.
Everybody's online, right?
Wow.
So it's really important that we have to look at this as business owners. We have to see, it could be the smallest of things. There could be somebody asking for a raise, but you can't go in there without some kind of chart that answers what you're asking for. That's the whole thing. It has to have the answer that you're looking for in it. And so you have to make sure that when you're laying, you can't just put data. It's no longer just me and my PowerPoint.
Right.
You have to direct them to your answer, and your visuals are another tool that you can do that.
Well, absolutely. In my book, we try to demonstrate the moment of relevance. And
right.
the visual for that is a hand about to click a mouse. That's a moment.
Right.
That's a moment, right? I choose you. I don't choose you, And,
right.
And so,
right.
Yeah, no, this is exactly right. And so, but what are the different ways we could use visuals?
Well, we can use visuals in multiple ways. I mean, obviously,
in PowerPoints,
no.
But I mean, should you have props? Should you have things you hold? What do you think?
You've got, the three parts are audio, visual, and kinesis, right? Kinetic.
Right. Right.
So if you've got something you can hand to somebody, their retention level goes to 100%. So it's something that's why you see the tchotchkes that people may send out for different types of, with marketing, with your name on it, pens and cups,
right,
and things like that, right? Because that's a memorable thing that people pick up every day. They look at it, they hear, they see it, they use it.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways to get your message out, and it's not just to keep your name in front of them, but what's the message that you want to put out there? That's why I say this process is long before branding. This process of putting together your persuasive presentation, your story, your presentation of your persuasive message has got to come before the branding, and what is your story that you're going to persuade others to? Then you go and then you go brand your company from there.
And see this, and I think there's a method, there's a practice that I've been using for decades that I'm really trying to revive again and help other people with. And this is what I call the callback strategy. And at the heart of a callback strategy is a gift.
Right.
Something that, that you mentioned pins a minute ago or something else. But the call, at the heart of the callback strategy, before branding, before they know even what my company does, if I've met someone, I want to try to get in to see them, then once I've established myself a little bit, I'm going to call them and say, hey, I'm going to be in your area next week. Could I come by for 4 minutes? I have something I want to give you.
Right.
And then I bring them something that's relevant to them.
Like
a book, like a book or something. Not a trinket, not a bottle of wine, but something that's relevant to them that I've discovered relevant to them. And the reason I'm saying this is because you said it was pre-branding. That's what that is.
That's exactly right. I love it because I used to do that. I remember one year as my small business, I sent out pizzas. Homemade pizzas to everybody from Chicago.
So do those qualify as visuals?
They do.
Does that qualify as a visual?
Well, it qualifies as a kinetic gift in a way that someone can actually. But yes, that's memorable. It's relevant. I can't tell you how many clients throughout the winter were like, "Oh, we pulled that pizza with my kids," you know. So it reminded them later down the road in the winter and watching movies, right? So there's ways that you can be creative But visuals really, to me, that's a way, yes, that's a gift, that's something that's memorable because you're also hitting what I call common values.
Mm-hmm.
And common values are so important because we all can connect to common values.
Julia, I got to wrap it up. jhuckinc.com, the book is called Equation of Persuasion, wherever books are sold. Julia, come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.